This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of middle spring. I keep a daybook of things that happen in nature, and I've been thinking how if I erased the year from each of my daybook entries, I could compress the sense of passage into one seamless impression. If I eliminated or exaggerated the repetition of incidents from different years, if I smoothed the transitions a little bit, cut or explained contradictory events, then, for example, 30 years of April 10ths could be made into one day, and the greatest discoveries and beauties in days many decades past would color the new story in such an exemplary day. My correspondents from over 20 and 30 years, Fern and Jane and Casey and Bob and Catherine and Liz and so many others, would speak to this one day. Individual voices would join in chorus. The old days and the sounds combined might become larger than life, as if they were lived in a single instant. And then I might add something new from this particular day, adjust and sculpt a little more, maybe even embellish here and there, cheat a little by pulling in pieces of previous or later days, choose to reimagine what might have happened or could have happened but did not actually happen, revise and refine, rewrite from primary and secondary sources into the present or prediction or maybe even fiction. Then all of the outside of the days would be pushed into the inside of the days, just like what happens in my mind, where everything is arbitrary and ambivalent and translucent, where it is more color and scent than word and idea, more feeling than calendar. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of middle spring. In the meantime, reimagine all your days. They're waiting for you.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.